Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Wednesday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we've been in the book of Romans, chapter number 12, and on Monday we dealt with verse number 9. The Bible says, "Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil and cleave to that which is good." And we talked about some things that we need to take control of in our lives. And we need to take control of our pretense or our pretending. The Bible says, "Let love be without dissimulation," and that's what the word means, really, hypocrisy or false pretense. And the Scripture says that we're to do that, we're to abhor that which is evil and to cleave that which is good. Then yesterday we saw verse 10 where the Bible says, "Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another." And taking control here of our passion, to be kindly affectioned, to voluntarily and to take control of that we be affectioned for the saints, have a brotherly type love, to treat those in the family of faith as we would those in our natural families. And there's some things, there's some things that we treat our brothers in our flesh and blood brothers, we treat them differently than we do strangers on the street. Certainly, we have much more long-suffering with them because we're family. And so the Scripture says that we're to be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love. And then goes on to say, "an honor preferring one another." And that's not to have some sort of prejudicial preference, but rather to give due honor to those that are honorable among us, and to put others' thoughts and needs before that of our own. So taking control of some things in our lives, taking control of our pretending, taking control of our passions, taking control of verse number 11, can I insert the word, taking control of our perspiration. Now, when I say that, the Scripture says in verse 11, "not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord." Not slothful. I'm not sure exactly where the sloth comes in Middle Eastern culture, but I've seen them. I've actually petted them. They're wild in South America. And they have a claw that can clamp you and can crush bones. But they're so slow, they're not much of a threat. If you're careful, you can pet the back of their heads, and they move so slow they can't do much about it. Occasionally you'll find them crawling from tree to tree when they can't get to one from the tree branches. And so I've caught them on the ground before and petted them. But they're extremely slow, and they just almost like we'd consider like a snail or a tortoise. So the Bible says not slothful in business. Now, we shouldn't be slothful in anything that we do. We ought to do everything we do as to the glory of God. But this is not talking about Alec as a businessman, but rather the emphasis here is on Christian service, on the business of the gospel. Be not slothful in business. Fervent in spirit. The word fervent, it means boiling, bubbling. It means moving, to be fervent in our spirit. And the Scripture teaches serving the Lord. In other words, we need to get control of some things, and we need to put as much energy in serving the Lord, in fervency of our spirit, and in doing business, the business of God, as we do in our sports, in our recreation, in our money making, and all the other things that we do. We should put that sort of commitment and that sort of effort into serving the Lord. In other words, service done energetically. And while you see a lot of things going on today, you don't see a lot of energy in service of the Lord in this hour. Our Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray that you'd help us truly not to be slothful in business, to be fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. In Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.